Ratzon. Right after we make the bracha, V'amava Sheinu Me'einoi, Yisnuma Me'af HaPoi, we thank Hashem for removing the sleep from our eyes and the slumber from our eyelids. We continue, V'hi Ratzon Milfanecha, Hashem Alekeinu V'lekei Aviseinu. It should be the will before you, Hashem, our God and the God of our forefathers. Shetargileinu B'seir HaSecha, V'dabakeinu B'mitzvay Secha. That you accustom us to your Torah and attach us to your mitzvahs. V'al Tvi'einu Lo L'Dechet. Do not bring us into the... Do not bring us to a involuntary sin, voluntary sin or intentional rebellion, and not to a challenge, not to a test, and not to scorn. We shouldn't be scorned. While Yishleid Bano Yetzahara, the Yetzahara should not dominate us. And distance us from a bad person, from a bad friend. And connect us to the Yetzahara and to good deeds. And compel our Yetzahara to be subservient to you. And place us today and every day to grace, kindness, and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us. And bestow beneficent kindness upon us. Baruch atah Hashem. Blessed are you, Agoimel Chasodim Toivim Le'am Yisrael, who bestows beneficent kindness upon his people Yisrael. So, let's just start out with the beginning here. It seems that this whole Yerotzin is very difficult. This whole Yerotzin, we're asking Hashem to accustom us in his Torah and connect us to his mitzvahs, and to not to bring us to a test, and to make our Yetzahara subservient to him. This is all our work. Chazal tell us, Hakol bidei shemayim chus mira shemayim. Chazal say everything is in the hands of heaven besides the fear of heaven. The fear of heaven is something that we have to work on ourselves. So why are we asking Hashem to take care of the work that we're supposed to be taking care of? And the question is not just why are we asking for it, why does this make any sense to ask for it? This is not something that the Rebbeinu Shlom does for us. This is something we need to do for ourselves. To accustom ourselves to the Torah and connect ourselves to the mitzvahs and to subjugate our Yetzahara to Hashem. Why does this tefillah have any merit? So, there's a chiddush harem that gives an explanation of this chazal, Hakol bidei shemayim chutz mira shemayim, that everything is in the hands of heaven besides the fear of heaven. He gives a different spin on this chazal, which allows us to understand this yirotzen. The chiddush harem says, Hakol bidei shemayim chutz mira shemayim means that when a yid asks for something, when a yid asks Hashem for anything, it is in the hands of heaven whether to grant the person their request or not. Hakol bidei shemayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, whether to grant the person their request. Chutz miyiras shemayim. Unless the request is yiras shemayim. If a yid requests yiras shemayim, it isn't in the hands of heaven whether to give it or not. The Rebbein Ishtalim must grant it. That's what Chiddush Hashem says. So once again, Hakol bidei shemayim, says Chiddush Hashem, everything is in the hands of heaven whether to grant it or not. Chutz mi Yerushamayim, says Yerushamayim, if a Yid asks for Yerushamayim, it must be granted. And now it makes perfect sense why we ask this every morning. If a Yid asks every morning, and granted, it needs to be asked with sincerity. Obviously, it was just mumbled because we're so used to saying it every day. It probably doesn't carry too much weight. But if a Yid asks with sincerity, subjugate a Yetzirah to you, when we ask the Rebbein Shalom for Yiras Shamayim, the Rebbein Shalom grants it. No questions asked. There's a story that the Sfasemis once told us Hasidim that by Hallel, whatever a Yid asks for by Ana Hashem, it is guaranteed that those requests will be granted. So the next Hallel came around, there was tremendous desires when it came to Ana Hashem Leishiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. It was tremendous desires. And everybody was asking for the request that they had each to their own. Everybody has their issues and their requests. And came after Yontif, and no one saw that their requests were being fulfilled. So they came to the Rebbe, and they said, "It didn't work. You told us that whatever we asked for, Ana Hashem would be fulfilled. We tried. It didn't work." So Swasama said, "I never said that you were supposed to be asking by Ana Hashem Ashiana or Ana Hashem Atzlichana. When I said whatever you ask for by Ana Hashem, I meant by Ana Hashem Keni Avdecha." When you say, Yid says, "Ana Hashem, I please Hashem, because I'm your servant." Meaning when a Yid asks for Ruchnis, when a Yid asks for Yerushamayim, when a Yid asks to be a Eved Hashem, that type of request is granted. And he quoted his grandfather's word, "Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyiras shemayim." If a Yid asks for your shemayim, it must be granted. So now this tefillah makes perfect sense. But now that we know that it's guaranteed to be answered, or it needs to be said with much more kavana. There's a Tzaddik in Parshas Vayetze. I didn't look it up today, but I remember seeing it back a few years ago, Parshas Vayetze. He says, I just remember it because it was such a tremendous chiddush to me. The Tzaddik says, you know, the world says that Hashem doesn't give you a challenge that you can't overcome. And therefore, we assume that the Yetzirahs that we have to be, are only strong enough for us that we should be able to overcome it. So the Rav Tzaddik says it's not true. The Yetzirah is much stronger than we are. Our nisyonos are way above our heads. And it is not within human capability to overcome our challenges. That's the Beferish of Chazal. Chazal say that Kol Yom V'Yom Yitzrei Shel Adam Mizgaber Olav. Every single day, the Yetzer of a person overcomes him. V'lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Lo Yocholai. If Hashem wouldn't assist the person would not be able to overcome the Yetzer. So what he's saying is that the Yetzirah, what Chazal is telling us, the Yetzirah is stronger than we are. And it's only with Hashem's assistance that we can overcome the Yetzirah. Where do Chazal derive this from? Derive it from a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Tzayfer Rosh al Tzadik, Omevakesh Laham Yisai." Rosh looks out for the tzadik and tries to kill him. Hashem le'yazvenu biyodai, but Hashem does not leave the tzadik in the Rosh's hand. And Chazal derived from there that who is the Rosh? The Rosh is the Yetzirah. Yetzirah wants to kill the tzadik. Hashem le'yazvenu biyodai. The Rosh doesn't allow the Yetzirah to kill us. So what's going on here? We know the Yetzirah is a malach. Right? The Rebbeinu Shlom appointed the Yetzirah to entice us to do averus for the sake that we should choose between good and bad and we should overcome the Yetzirah. But that only makes sense if the Yetzirah is going to give us something we can overcome. If he's going to give us something that we can't overcome, then what is the whole point of the Yetzirah? Tzadik brings the famous Zohar, the mashal. The Zohar gives a mashal to that a king had a child, had a son, who he loved dearly. And he wanted to bestow tremendous goodness upon his son. Before doing so, he wanted to test his son's loyalty to him. The king had another servant, a woman, and he summoned this woman and he said to her, "I want you to try seducing my son." But you have to do a good job. You have to perform well so that he should be enticed to transgress my will, and despite the allure, to overcome it for my love. So this woman who is a true Eved, is very loyal to the king, is in a catch-22. Zohar doesn't use the word catch-22, but the same idea. Because she doesn't want, out of her love for the king, she doesn't want this son to transgress the will of the king. On the other hand, she also doesn't want to transgress the will of the king. So she has to perform her best in order to fulfill her obligation to the king, but at the same time, would want nothing more than the king's son to be able to overcome death. And he says that's what the Yetzirah is. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. The Yetzirah was commanded by the Rebbeinu Shlom to entice us to do averus. If the Yetzirah doesn't try his utmost, then he's not fulfilling the Rotan Hashem. But the Yetzirah wouldn't want anything more than the person, than the Yid to overcome Yetzirah. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that a malach is never able to sing Shira unless it fulfills its shlichus. The only time a malach is able to sing Shira is it fulfills its shlichus. Therefore, it was when the Sar Shel Esav, which is the Satan, fought with Yaakov Avinu, and the Besar Shel Esav saw that he can't overcome Yaakov Avinu. That was when he said, "Shalcheni ki ala shachar." That's why he said, "Send me, I need to go sing Shira." It was specifically because lo yachalai, because Yaakov Avinu overcame the Besar Shel Esav, that is why it came the time for the Besar Shel Esav to sing Shira. Because a malach can only sing Shira once their mission is fulfilled. So the mission of the Yetzirah is fulfilled when the Yetzirah entices us, yet we overcome the Yetzirah. However, says Reb Tzadik, the Yetzirah is very from. Very, very from. And the Yetzirah always feels that he hasn't yet fulfilled his obligation. And as much as he tries to entice us, might not be enough. So he entices us more to the point that he entices us more than we can handle. And that's why we need Hashem's intervention. Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizro LeYocholai. If Hashem wouldn't assist us, we would not be able to overcome the Yetzer. Says Reb Tzadok, however, Hashem will not assist a person unless the person asks for assistance. If a person does not daven for assistance to overcome the Yetzirah, the person will not get that assistance. And then there's no chance. We're back to our own human capabilities, which we do not have the ability to overcome the Yetzirah. There has to be tefillah. One needs to daven. This Yehi Rotzon needs to be davened. Uchfe Yitzrein l'shabud l'achir. B'aynish l'aylam al t'viyen l'dein nesoyin. Subjugate our Yetzirah. These are all tefillahs that are necessary if we want the Rebbeinu Shlom's intervention. And if we don't have the Rebbeinu Shlom's intervention, then there's no chance to overcome the Yetzirah. Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Lo Yocholai. If the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't assist us, we can't overcome the Yetzirah. Says Reb Tzadok, though, that all the tefillahs in the world will not help if we don't do our share of overcoming Yetzirah. So a person needs to do everything within their ability to overcome the Yetzirah. We need to place the appropriate filters, and we need to, we can't bring ourselves to places where we'll be tested, and a person needs to do whatever is in their power to overcome the Yetzirah. After doing everything that is in our power, we're still not able to overcome a Yetzirah. It's not humanly possible, says the other Tzaddik, only with tefillah. And when there's tefillah, then there's Yata Dishmaya, then the Rebbeinu Shlom helps. So we need to put in our utmost, all of our koiches. If we don't put in all of our koiches, no tefillah will help. And after putting in all our koiches, we need tefillah, then we can overcome a Yetzirah. So according to that, we understand very well why we're davening for all these tefillah, because without tefillah, we would never be able to overcome our Yetzirah. However, is very difficult. If we would ask Hashem, I ask you, that's fine. It should be the will before you. What do you think? That's not Hashem's will. We have to ask Hashem that it should be His will, that we should be accustomed to Torah, and we should be connected to mitzvahs, and we should subjugate our Yetzirah. We need to ask Hashem that should be His will. It's obvious that that's Hashem's will. The answer is, of course it's Hashem's will that we should be accustomed to Torah. It's definitely Hashem's will that we should be connected to mitzvahs, and that we should subjugate our Yetzirah. That is definitely His will. But it's not necessarily His will to do it for us. I want it to be Your will that You should make me accustomed to Your Torah. That You should connect me to the mitzvahs. Now, how does that become Hashem's will, that He should do it for us? Chazal tell us, somebody who wants to purify himself, he is assisted from heaven. Habola Tame, somebody wants to be Matame, Poisim Loi. The doors are open. So the only way to enlist the Rebbeinu Shlomo's assistance, that he should make us, that he should want to make us accustomed to his mitzvahs, that he should want to connect us to his mitzvahs, and that he should want to help us subjugate our Yetzer Hara, is to show him that we want to purify ourselves, that we are the Habal Atayr. How do we show that we are the ones that Habal Atayr? By asking, Yiratzen Milfanecha. So Yiratzen Milfanecha is really our declaration of, as Chazal say, Ritzoneinu La'asos Ritzonecha. Rebbeinu Shlalom, we want to fulfill your will. So Oshav Yisim HaKabai Yetzahara doesn't allow us, but we want to fulfill your will. This is what the Yiratzen means. Rebbeinu Shlalom, we are Boyim L'Tayer. We are coming to purify ourselves. And therefore, it should be your will, Shetargileinu B'Sar HaSacha, that you should make us accustomed to your Torah, V'Dabakeinu B'Mitzvah Secha, that you should connect us to your mitzvahs. So Hashem says in Parashat Shlach that what we ask for when we say Shetargileinu B'Sayro Secha, which literally means that we should be accustomed to your Torah, what we're asking for is that even the things that are our regilus, even the things that we are accustomed to, such as eating and drinking and sleeping, all the things that we are accustomed to, even the matters of our regilus, should also be b'sayro secha, should also be Torahdik. They should all be according to Torah. Shetargileinu b'sayro secha, even all the matters of regilus should be Torahdik. That is what we're asking from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He touches the pasuk. Shlach lecha anoshim v'yosuru es eretz Kanan. Right, Hashem says to Moshe, send people and they should spy out the land of Canaan. So Hashem says, v'yosuru comes from the word Torah. V'yosuru es eretz Kanan, they should make eretz Kanan Torahdik. That's how this Hashem explains the pasuk. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu sent Nesiyim, the anoshim chashuvim, they should be mekadesh, they should sanctify even the earthliness of Eretz Canaan. That shetargileinu, even the matters of regilus, should be b'sayro secha. I think we can understand a kavana. We ask Hashem to accustom us in his Torah and to connect us to his mitzvahs. There's a Shem Shmuel. Shem Shmuel explains, I believe it's on Hanukkah. Shem Shmuel explains the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara says, Haragel b'ner, haven lei bonim tamidei chachamim. Somebody who is accustomed to candles will have children, Tamid Chacham. So Rashi says that Rogel Mener means Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah. The Shem Shmuel says a different approach. There's a Chazal say that Hamoitzi Shal Heves B'Shabbos, if somebody carries out a flame on Shabbos, he's Potter. Why is he Potter? Because Masha Okar leimanach, mada okar leimanach, mada manach leyokar. Meaning that obviously he took out the flame with the candle, but the candle is bottled to the flame. So he's not chayim for the candle. The whole intention was for the flame. The flame, say Chazal, is a new flame every second. So the flame that he lifted in Rishus HaYochid, he didn't put down in Rishus HaRav. And the flame that he put put down Rishus HaRav, he didn't pick up in Rishus HaYochid. I mean, it's a flame renews itself every split second. So says the Shem Shmuel that there are two ingredients that are necessary to have Bonim Talmid Chacham. One is that children need to see a excitement in Avodas Hashem. People need to see that there's that Yiddishkeit is Gishmak. It's not something that is difficult. It's not something that's a burden. It's Gishmak. There needs to be a Yischadshus, a newness in Avodas Hashem. On the other hand, there needs to be consistency. A child needs to see consistency. If a child sees hypocrisy, if a child sees that in shul the father acts one way and at home the father acts another way, or the father or the mother, and or one day the parents act like this, another day the parents act like this, it gives them mixed messages. So there needs to be consistency, yet the danger of consistency is that it becomes old hat, it becomes habit, and then there isn't the newness. So, but you have to have the newness also. So you have to be consistent and have the newness in order to have Bonim Talmid Chacham. This is represented, says the Shem Shmuel, by the flame. A flame is consistent, yet new every second. Harogil b'ner, somebody who has regilus. I mean, regilus means he accustoms himself to a certain way. There's consistency. But consistency is not good unto its own, because consistency becomes habit and it lacks its newness. Haragil b'ner, but somebody who has consistency in a manner of a ner, that it renews itself every moment, such a person will have children to midrash. So I believe that this is the connection of these two requests. Rabbi Nishlalim, I ask you, shetargileinu b'sorasecha. I should have regilus in your Torah. I should be accustomed to your Torah. However, don't let me lose the dveikus. If I'll become accustomed to it, it will become a habit. I'll lose that connection that is usually formed through mitzvahs, which can only be brought about if the heart is invested in the mitzvahs. So I ask you, despite the fact that it's going to be something I'm accustomed to, I still ask you, I should still be connected when I perform your mitzvahs. So perhaps we can understand what this is, this week's parasha. Parsha begins with the Hadlokas HaMenorah.
Rabbi Hadlokas HaMenorah, Hashem commands Aharon, when you light the Menorah and Mulpanei HaMenorah, Yo'iru Shivas HaMenorah.
The Pasuk says, Yasken Aharon, Aharon did so. And Rashi says, Lahagid Shavochai Shal Aharon Shleishinah.
When the Pasuk says that Aharon did so,
it's coming to tell us the praise of Aharon, that he did not differ from Hashem's command. And the obvious question is, why would anybody have thought that Aharon would differ from Hashem's command?
So Swasema says that
usually the first time a person performs a mitzvah, a person does it with tremendous excitement. But as time goes on, we take the mitzvah of tefillin, right? When we put on tefillin out of our mitzvah, we get very excited about it. But as time goes on, we become accustomed to it. It becomes habit. Aharon HaKohen, says the Sassamis, despite the fact that he lit the menorah every single day, he never changed from the first time. It was always with that same excitement. It was Haragil Bener. It was Ragil. He did it every single day. But it was Bener. It was an oifen of the flame, which is new every single minute. So the Hagid Shvacha Shal Aharon Shalei Shinnin. Aharon, despite the fact, and Shalei Shinnin takes on two meanings. Shalei Shinnin, he never changed, meaning he was consistent. And Shalei Shinnin, that his lahav has never changed. His excitement never changed. There's a medrash in the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai on the pasuk Im B'chukosai Teleichu. Says the medrash Im B'chukosai Teleichu, which means if you will walk in my decrees. Says the medrash was obviously bothered by the word Teleichu, that you'll walk in my decrees. Hadavid Achsiv says the medrash Chishavti Derochai V'Ashiva Raglai Elei Doisecha. David HaMelech says, I have calculated my ways, and I return my feet to your Torah. Omar David, says the Medrash, David said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, b'chol yom v'yom hayisi mechashev v'yom, every single day, I would calculate, I would think, and I would say, l'mekayim ploini, l'beis dira ploinis ani hoylech. I'm going to that place, or to that apartment, and my feet would carry me to the Bata Knesias of the Bata Midrashis. I mean, I thought about my ways, and my feet would carry me to the Torah. So, first of all, just as the Medrash, take the Medrash onto its own, perhaps this is what we're asking for, Shetagi Leini B'Sar Yasecha. The Medrash is going to help me, a new understanding of what Shetagi Leini B'Sar Yasecha means. Help me become accustomed to your Torah, so that my default should be to the Torah. No matter where I think I'm going, I should always find myself walking back to Torah. But we need to understand in this medrash, the chishavti drochai. I thought, I calculated my ways. What does that mean? I calculated my ways. Vashiva means I turned my feet to the Torah. In this week's parasha is a very interesting, only time it appears in the Torah. Is that there is a parsha in the middle of this week's parsha, which Chazal consider a sefer unto its own. I mean, it's literally two psukim. Vayhi ben Tzoyah. There's a parsha of Vayhi ben Tzoyah Ha'arim. And in the Sefer Torah, it's surrounded, meaning before Vayhi ben Tzoyah, there's a backwards nun. How much? A backwards nun. And after Venucha Yom Hashuva Hashem Rivvais Alpha Yisrael is another backwards note to indicate as if this is put in, this is in brackets, it was inserted. And Chazal tell us it's not in the right place, it doesn't belong where it's written. So why is it there, ask the Gemara? If that's not where it belongs, why was it placed there? L'hafsig bein peron is the peron. To separate between one bad occurrence and another bad occurrence. So, as the Gemara, Tosfos there asks, afterwards we see what the bad occurrence is. It says, that the nation were complaining. They didn't have enough meat, they were complaining. That's the bad thing afterwards. What was the bad thing beforehand? We don't find any bad thing beforehand. So Tosfos brings, from Chazal, that Vayisa, it says beforehand, Vayisa me Har Hashem. They traveled away from Har Sinai, from the mountain of Hashem. And Chazal say, Ketinik HaBerech Mebeis HaSefer, that they ran away from Har Sinai like a child running away from school. That was the bad thing beforehand. Now, it's a Pella, this Chazal. It's a very innocent pasuk. Vayisa me Har Hashem, that they traveled away from the mountain of Hashem. So, why are Chazal criticizing Klal Yisrael when it doesn't? There's no indication in the pasuk that they traveled like a child running away from school. So I once suggested that we have a commandment in the Torah never to go back to Mitzrayim. We're not supposed to go back to Mitzrayim. What does that mean? It means that Mitzrayim represents Tumah. Every Yid in Kedusha, in Yiddishkeit, there isn't any gray areas. There is Kedusha and there's Tumah. There is Har Sinai and there's Mitzrayim. Every Yid is either what a Yid is doing is either bringing him closer to Har Sinai or bringing him closer to Mitzrayim. And we have a Loi Saseh, we have an Isser, don't go back to Mitzrayim. We're not supposed to even be on the way back to Mitzrayim. We need to be a forward march towards Har Sinai, our entire lives. And if a Yid isn't marching to Har Sinai, he's marching towards Mitzrayim. And I believe that the order of the Aleph Beis, Mem Nun Samach, represent Mem stands for Mitzrayim, Samach stands for Sinai. The Nun in middle is the Yid that is in between Mitzrayim and Har Sinai. Perhaps the Nun stands for the Noisea, the one that is traveling. Now, usually, a Nun has its back to the Mem, and its front to the Samach. It has its back to Mitzrayim, and its face towards Har Sinai. That's the way it's supposed to be. The fact that in the Torah there is one place where there are backwards nuns, that indicates that Klal Yisrael had their back to Har Sinai, and were facing Mitzrayim. So Chazal derived from the backwards nun that they ran away from Har Sinai, Ketinik HaBerech Mebeis HaSefer. So every Yid is a traveler. Every Yid is on the Derech. We're on the Derech somewhere. We're either on the Derech to Har Sinai or on the Derech to Mitzrayim. What is necessary is Chishavti Derechai. What is necessary is a person needs to think about what Derech they're on. Am I on the Derech to Har Sinai or am I on the Derech to Mitzrayim? Once a person is Chishavti Derechai, is Vashiva Raglai Le'Desacha. Once a person lives with that consciousness, that they need to think about what Derech they're on, they will immediately turn their feet to return to Torah. And that's what David HaMelech says. I thought I was going to this house or to that Beis Dira, but I made a calculation. Am I going to Har Sinai? Am I going to Mitzrayim? Immediately, Vashiva Raglai Le'Desacha, I turned my feet to go to Torah. And that's what we ask for. We ask for Shetargileini B'Sayosacha, that you should lead our feet, help us make the right decision, that our feet should lead us to Torah. V'dabekeinu b'mitzvoisecha, connect us to Torah. Connect us to your mitzvahs. I once explained that the reason why a child that becomes mechuyev b'mitzvahs is called a bar mitzvah, not a bal mitzvah. Somebody who does averus is called a bal averus. But somebody who does mitzvahs somebody who is obligated to mitzvahs is called a bar mitzvah, not a bal mitzvah. And the reason for this is, I believe, can be understood that we have this year is Shemitah. Right, so the Parsha of Shemitah we know is in Har Sinai, is in Parsha's Bahar. Without Ramesh of Bahar Sinai, Leimon. Rashi asks, Ma in Shemitah Eitla Har Sinai? Why is Bahar Sinai mentioned specifically by the mitzvah of Shemitah? We also find that although there's a machloik, is when the Torah was given, whether it's Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan, we know Kulal no way that the Shabbos is the Torah. We know for, everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. What does this all represent? The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the word mitzvah comes from the word tzavsa. The Aramaic word tzavsa means to connect. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the mitzvah, the taryag mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs are taryag itin, are 613 tactics of how to achieve dveikus v'Hashem, how to connect ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is what the mitzvahs are for. The mitzvahs are to connect us to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why they're called mitzvah from the Loshon Tzavsa. There is nothing that interferes with that connection more than ego, more than anoichius, more than if a person is full of themselves, that doesn't allow them to connect to Hashem. Hashem says, "Ein ani b'hu yichad l'lother." Me and him can't live together. A person, in order to be able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the person needs to negate themselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So as long as a person, the Ramech Lizlotshev has said on the Pasuk, Anoichi Aymed Ben Hashem Aveneichem, when Moshe Rabbeinu says that I stood between you and Hashem at the time of Kabbalah Satoira, says Ramech Lizlotshev, Anoichi. The Anoichi, if a person says I, that's Aymed Ben Hashem Aveneichem. That separates between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Agid. The anoichi, the ego, is the worst thing, the worst separation that there is. So, comes...
He's going to wait?
Oh, wait. I hope so. So the Shemitah is, as long as there's bailus, as long as there's I own, that is a separation between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Yid. When a Yid realizes L'Hashem Arotzim Eloyah, that everything belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is when it's possible for a Yid to connect. So Shemitah, where a Yid declares everything that they own, Hefker, there is no Bailus. And the same thing with Shabbos. Shabbos, a Yid gives up all their Lamatas Malachas, which is everything that a person does for themselves, a person gives that up. That allows a person to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Torah had to be given on Shabbos. We should understand that in order to be mekabel Torah, in order to connect ourselves to the mitzvahs, we have to be mafkir. We have to declare everything that we do ownerless. And the same thing with Shemitah. It says, "My Shemitah is Har Sinai," because Har Sinai needs to be Shemitadik. So Baal mitzvah is an oxymoron. If you're a Baal, then it's not a mitzvah. If you're an owner, then it's not a mitzvah. Then it's not going to connect you. In order for it to be a mitzvah, it needs to be a bar. You need to subjugate yourself like a child. Then it's a bar mitzvah. So v'dabekenu v'mitzvah yisechel means allow us to connect to you through the mitzvahs. So yourself, we should be zoiche to targileinu v'mitzvah yisechel v'dabekenu v'mitzvah yisechel and everything else that's written in the Siddur.